Live from the heartland and the crossroads of America, you're listening to Garrison with your host, Craig Garrison.
I remember driving downtown just about 9 a.m. on a warm, sunny day in September 2001. And I heard some story about somebody driven an airplane into a building in New York. And I couldn't get my head around it. I didn't think about it much until they did it again, and I found out it was the Twin Towers. And suddenly we realized what the face of terrorism can look like. Yesterday, so many of us did the same thing. When the shootout started, we started hit words about it in San Bernardino. Turns out, both folks, obviously radicalized, one from Saudi Arabia, a man and a woman, killed 14, wounded 17 more, and had all the earmarks of being somebody we ought to have been watching. John Lott joins us for a periodic visit. Of course, John, our favorite economist and also the man with the background of more guns, less crime, and lots of statistical antidote to the BS factor that goes into gun control. John, it didn't take them long. I'm a little bit surprised at our media. By last night, we knew that these people were both of Muslim surname, that he had become very heavily into his Islamic faith and went home to pray several times a day, brought back a bride from Saudi Arabia. And then he goes in, I don't know, if he picked a fight, if it was a pretense to make sure he had enough targets, went outside, got his wife and killed a bunch of people, ended up getting shot down himself. What do you make of this? And is our media doing a little bit better job of confessing what's happened?
I'm glad that they... I mentioned some of the facts that you just went through. I think they still could do a much better job in terms of coverage.
Oh, yeah.
And also, I think the thing that bothers me the most in terms of the coverage is just the incessant editorializing about these cases. I heard everybody from ABC to CNN talking about the need for more gun control. And the other thing that bothers me is just, there's so many talking heads that just don't know anything about the numbers or facts for these types of cases. The president, for example, twice this week has made the claim that these types of attacks just don't happen in other countries. I'll give you one simple number. If you just look at Paris for this year, they've had three mass public shootings in Paris this year. The number of casualties, injuries plus murders, is 508. If you look at all the mass public shootings during Obama's entire presidency from 2009 up through yesterday, for all those mass public shootings, their total casualties, injuries plus deaths, was 424.
Yeah, and we got 314 million people in this country.
Right. Well, 320. So what you have is we have five times the population of France, but Paris alone has had more deaths and injuries from mass public shootings this year than we've had during Obama's entire presidency in the United States. I mean, just some way, when he says these things just don't happen outside the United States. I mean, you look at Europe as a whole, they have mass public shootings all the time. Three of the worst public shootings have occurred in Europe. Three of the four worst K-12 public school shootings have occurred in Europe. It's not just in terms of the worst shootings. It's not just the shooting that we just had in France. But in 2011, you had the Norway shooting in which 67 people were shot to death, ignoring the bombing deaths that were there. another 110 people were wounded as a result of the shooting attack. So, but, you know, you have a lot of very small countries in Europe, and people, you just can't take them separately. You have to adjust the population. If you go to our website at crimeresearch.org, you'll see when you adjust for population, there's a number of countries in Europe that have both the frequency and the fatalities from these mass public shootings are much higher than what we have here in the United States. I also want to make one other point, and that is, I don't know how many times yesterday I heard calls for having these so-called expanded background checks. It's something that the president has called for regularly after each one of the mass public shootings that he's talked about. And yet, the thing is, California already has this law. Colorado, which had the mass public shooting at the Planned Parenthood, already has this law. Oregon, that had the shooting before that, already has the law that he pushes. In France, which has had all these deaths and attacks this year, and it's had it before this year, too, but they don't get a lot of publicity. They also have a version of that universal background check law. It hasn't stopped these attacks. What I think the real reason why they push this is not that they really believe it's going to stop these killers from getting guns. I think the reason why they push it is that the law-abiding citizens who obey the law pay the cost for these expanded background checks, which in New York costs about $80, and Colorado at about $60 to the cost of getting a gun, just to make it more costly for law-abiding citizens to be able to have guns for self-defense.
Todd Lee had a comment.
Well, I saw this on Twitter, so I don't know if it's correct or not, John, and it was talking about under the different presidents since Reagan, the amount of mass shootings. And apparently under Obama, it's just exponentially larger compared to...
No, that's false. You have places like Mother Jones has come out and made that claim. It's just not a reputable source. And again, if you go to our website, we have detailed information on this. And you find that the rate of mass public shootings in the United States over the last 40 years has remained relatively constant, either in terms of deaths from these attacks or in terms of the rate at which these attacks are occurring. But, you know, I think what happens with these things is just to try to make it seem like this is the worst it's ever been in order to try to force some type of legal change. But, you know, the same thing is true when we were just talking about Obama making the claim that this just doesn't happen in other countries. There's a reason why he doesn't want to go and mention that Europe has as many mass public shootings or the death rates from them are similar to what we have in the United States. And that is because they already have all the gun laws that he wants to have. And so it undercuts the point that he wants to make, and that is push for these laws. There's one common feature in the attacks in the United States and the attacks in Europe, and that they keep on occurring time after time in places where individuals aren't able to defend themselves, whether it be the Planned Parenthood attack last Friday, or whether it be the one in California yesterday, or whether it be the recent Oregon attack, as we've talked about on your show after that. These keep on occurring where you have bans on permanent concealed handguns for general citizens. And and the same is true with France. In France, you had people literally in the January attack in the magazine within 12 feet of these killers able to take movies of them on their cell phones, but they weren't able to do anything to actually go and stop them. And so, you know, it makes... you know, just one can imagine how much more costly, how much more difficult it could be for these guys to do these attacks. There's a reason why Israel has about 15% of the adult Jewish population be able to go and carry handguns with them when they move around in public. And there's a reason why the state police or the mayor of Jerusalem or others call on people who can carry to make sure that they do carry when there are increases in terrorist threats there.
Well, you know, what you point out there are those painful truths, stubborn things, President Adams would have said. But you keep on doing it for us. John Lott, my friend, don't forget, crimeresearch.org, Crime Prevention Research Center. John, thank you so much for taking time out of a busy schedule. We're right back. Stick with us.